This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Veteran homelessness has long been a crisis in the United States. During a January 2023 point-in-time count, the Department of Housing and Urban Development found that about 22 of every 10,000 veterans were homeless. But efforts to curb this crisis by the Veterans Administration are working, and they could be scaled up to help all unhoused people. 83 communities and three entire states, Connecticut, Delaware, and Virginia, have effectively ended veteran homelessness. The Department of Veterans Affairs has adopted the Housing First model of tackling homelessness and ramped up its support programs. Sam Sembris, founder of the Pathways Housing First Institute, the organization that created the model, said, "The VA is driving the national reduction in veteran homelessness." Over a 12-year stretch that ended in 2022, the population of homeless military veterans dropped by more than half. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development launched the HUD VA Supportive Housing Program, which has provided housing vouchers and supportive services for thousands of homeless veterans every year since its establishment. The VA announced that it had housed 46,500 veterans last year, exceeding the goal of 38,000. And nearly all of the people that the VA housed retained their housing and did not cycle back out onto the streets. The VA uses the Housing First model, which prioritizes housing without conditions like sobriety and includes supportive services. The VA adopted the model more than a decade ago. Coordinated efforts between local, state, and federal agencies can act as safety nets, screening protocols to identify veterans at risk for homelessness. Billions of dollars in federal money and the prioritization of veteran homelessness have contributed to the VA success. But that level of progress has not been replicated in the homeless population at large. Last year's increase in overall homelessness saw the largest jump since the federal government began counting in 2007. Local communities combating homelessness have benefited from the influx of federal support for veteran homelessness. By dedicating caseworkers, housing vouchers, and outreach teams to veterans, service providers have gained a better understanding of the paths in and out of homelessness, as well as the importance of relationships in lifting unhoused people into housing and stability. But Sembris says too few housing vouchers for unhoused people with low incomes and a tremendous shortage of affordable housing means that while veterans get caseworkers and other supportive services through the HUD VA housing program, similar resources for civilians are often cobbled together through city, county, state, and private funding. "The market is not going to solve this," Sembris says. "We've gotten too far apart from what poor people's incomes are and what the housing market is." Want to drive the Wienermobile? Oscar Mayer is taking applications for the 38th Hot Dogger class. Applications are being accepted until January 31st. The one-year full-time gig gives chosen applicants a chance to drive one of Oscar Mayer's iconic Wienermobiles, visiting an average of 40 cities and attending hundreds of events. The drivers, called hot doggers, are entrusted with driving a 27-foot-long hot dog on wheels, maintaining it, and developing custom content about their travels. Oscar Mayer will hire 12 drivers. The job listing calls for applicants with a bachelor's degree and highlights the viral possibilities of the position, describing the program as a great first step for anyone interested in exploring a career in social media or brand marketing. The dozen new members of the Hot Dogger program are paid $35,000 base salary annually, with a weekly allowance of $150 for meals and personal travel, plus benefits. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile first hit the road in 1936 and is a unique marketing tool for Oscar Mayer. Fans can track the Wienermobiles online and request the supersized hot dog to their events by filling out a form online. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.